Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Now it's the D word, isn't it? And whether you have a close relative with dementia, a history of high risk factors for the condition, or a diagnosis yourself, you might want to have a listen to our final guest today, because in the second edition of her highly regarded Essential Guide to Avoiding Dementia, Mary Joyden guides readers through the many factors associated with developing dementia and the science behind our current understanding. It's great to have you join us on the show, Mary.
Hello, thank you very much.
So, first of all, for those that don't know or don't understand, can you give us a brief synopsis of dementia?
A brief synopsis? Dementia isn't really a disease in itself. It's a term for the symptoms, a number of different symptoms that people have. And there are a lot of diseases that cause dementia. So Alzheimer's disease is the one that everybody's heard of. And Alzheimer's disease causes the symptoms of dementia. So the symptoms are usually a short-term memory loss, confusion, difficulty in understanding, sometimes a loss of orientation, and difficulty with languages.
Okay. Now, the title of your book, I know it's the second edition, is Dodging Dementia, Understanding MCI and Other Risk Factors. MCI being mild cognitive impairment?
Absolutely right, yes. MCI isn't really a diagnosis, but it's a term that doctors use if you haven't got dementia, but you've got some sort of mild memory and confusion problems that don't actually stop you managing your everyday life, but they perhaps just make you a bit slower.
So to dodge it or avoid it, what advice can you give?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that we don't really know still what causes dementia. We really still have no idea, even after years and years of research. So we know that there are certain factors that raise your risk of getting dementia. So really, that's what the book's about, talking about addressing the different risk factors. Even if you did all of them, unfortunately, it wouldn't necessarily mean you didn't get dementia, but it would lower your risk of getting dementia. So there's lots of different different bits of the book, really. Look at addressing lots of different, sorry, I'm getting very garbled myself, addressing all the different risk factors that our research has shown us make a difference.
Okay, so, I'm guessing it's things like diet and exercise, you know, looking after ourselves, is it?
You're absolutely right. It's very much the same old, same old. It is diet, it is exercise, it is keeping your mind plastic. That doesn't mean just doing lots of crosswords. And it is also taking care of your general health, because other factors can raise your risk of getting dementia. So certain diseases can make you more likely to get dementia. Mm-hmm. The most important one probably to think about is diabetes type 2, which is the maturity onset diabetes. That is a very, very high risk factor for dementia.
Wow, I didn't realise that, actually.
No, lots of people don't know that. Mm. Because we can control diabetes now, people tend to think it's not very important, but it really is a nasty disease.
I'm trying to think back over the last few days, actually, this week. I'm sure that I read in the news that there's a new blood test, where you can check if you're likely to have dementia. Have I got that right?
I don't think it's actually out there yet, but it's there's a very high there's a very new development about that. I think the question here is, do you want to know?
Yeah.
You're going to get dementia in 20 years. Would you want to know?
That's true, actually. It's the age-old question, isn't it? Are you better off not knowing? And what about genetics? How does that play a role? It is genetic, is it, if your parents have got it or had it?
Well, it's not necessarily just one parent. There's a genetic element. If you have certain genes, then you are more likely. Again, it's a raised risk of having dementia, but it doesn't mean you'll get it. There is some form of dementia called familial dementia, where everyone in the family gets it, but that's usually in very closed groups. It's quite rare. So just because your mum's had dementia doesn't mean you'll get it. But it's a raised risk again. It's all raised risk. It's all about risk.
Yeah. It's one of these things, isn't it, that nobody actually knows. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't, really.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think we'd all want to try not to.
Yes.
I think that's the point, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. If we can look after ourselves better and try and avoid it or dodge it, as you say, then absolutely. What about for people who have family members? I mean, I can't imagine how hard it must be, but does the book include, how to look after those people? What can be done?
Actually, it touches on that, but there isn't a lot about that in this book, simply because I have written another book, which is The Essential Carer's Guide to Dementia, which addresses exactly what you're saying. So obviously it's two separate books, really. Some of it's touched on in this book simply because it looked obvious sometimes if you'd said something, so you have to move on to if you've actually got it. But if you were looking at actually how to look after someone, I'd buy a different book.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. Well, we'll give you a website out at the end and they can get any of the books from there. Is there anything, I mean, I'm guessing the answer's no, as far as I know, but there's no medication, there's nothing that can slow it down or even manage it. Is there? It's just going to progress.
There is memory medication. There are four different medications for dementia. Three of them work in exactly the same way. One works slightly differently. They don't work for everybody and they don't work forever. They tend to give people what I'd call a breathing space for about 6 to 18 months. But for some people, they don't seem to work at all. It's a bit of a lottery, I'm afraid. We're used to having a pill for every ill, aren't we?
I know.
For this one, there isn't one.
Yeah, not yet anyway.
No.
So there are varying degrees then, I would imagine. Just some people, does it progress quite quickly and some people it's quite slowly? Is it different for every person?
You're absolutely right. It is different for every person. And some doctors actually believe there are as many different kinds of dementia as there are people because it is so personal. I work with people with dementia every day in my business, And I couldn't say that one person is progressing in the same way as another person. There's some attempt to give people stages of dementia, but it's a little bit, I'm a bit wary of it because people don't go through, you know, stages in the same order all the time. And some part might be affected, some part of the brain might be, and the rest isn't. Mm-hmm. People are very, very, very individual.
Well, there's obviously much more in this book, which is based on Mary's professional and personal experience of working. She offers a programme from which the individual reader can choose what works for them and their individual risks and circumstances. This book is called Dodging Dementia, Understanding MCI and Other Risk Factors. And sorry, your other one was, just mention your other book that you mentioned, Mary.
Yeah, the other one was, is The Essential Carer's Guide to Dementia.
I think that's going to help people. Is there more than two then? Have you written a lot?
Yeah, I have actually. They're all on the website.
Right, which is
adaptdementia.com.
Adaptdementia.com.
Yes, all one word, adaptdementia.com.
Wonderful. Very informative. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.